For today's Story Shop reading, we'll be talking to Edinburgh author Sarah Stewart. So Sarah, can you tell us a little bit about what's inspired you to start writing?
Yeah, it's a difficult question to answer. I used to work as a journalist, in fact I still do freelance, and I guess I just felt like exploring writing from another side. I studied English at university, which seems like a long time ago, and I figured it was time to just launch myself in and try to write my own stuff, scary as it is.
So do you just write short stories, or are there other types of writing that you're exploring?
I write poetry as well. I just finished studying the MLit in poetry at St Andrews, and I'm working on a novel, so I'm kind of juggling lots of things at the same time.
Well, Story Shop is about the short stories, so you have an extract to read to us today from your Story Shop piece. Can you tell us a little bit about what we're going to hear?
Yeah, this is an extract from my story, I Was the Virgin Mary's Best Friend at School. It's not based on true story. It's a bit of a strange one, and I can't even explain where the inspiration came from. I just like the idea of the Virgin Mary appearing in a bit of a state at your front door. I was the Virgin Mary's best friend at school. I want to make one thing absolutely clear. I never judged Mary. When she came to my house, clutching a pregnancy test in one hand and a bottle of cut-price tequila in the other, I didn't judge. "I don't know how it happened," she sobbed, and threw her lightness forward into my arms. She'd always been a bit of a drama queen, lead in the school panto, that kind of thing, but well-behaved with it. "She can't be," I thought. "She can't be, technically. She just wouldn't." It was raining outside and her face was wet where she buried it in my neck. I'm not comfortable with that sort of thing, so I got her a chair and told her to calm down. I grilled cheese on toast, saying comforting things, while Mary went to pee on a stick. She kept up a commentary from the bathroom. She was right, poor cow. 4 missed periods and no idea why. I won't even repeat the things she said when the wee blue line told her what she already knew. I didn't think she'd even heard those kinds of words. Me, yeah, I'd been saying them for years. But not Mary. I mean, Jesus. After a while, her hysterics lessened, and we watched some kids graffiti a wall across the road. We couldn't make out the letters. They were pink and black, but fuzzy against the brickwork. One of the kids was trying to finish his skateboard trick. He tried and tried, but he fell off every time. I drank the tequila. Mary put her feet up. I remember looking at Mary's dainty fingernails. It seemed strange that the same baby blue polish we'd put on together the week before was still there on her nails. Same matching blue nails, and everything different now.
That was Sarah Stewart reading as part of the City of Literature's Story Shop programme. Come along to Story Shop at 4 p.m. every day in the Edinburgh International Book Festival Spiegeltent.